This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday, news listeners, and time to get you caught up on the best that's happening in technology news. It is November 16th, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, the news starts stateside today, and Apple talking about those digital ID cards. Seems Apple wants to make an agreement with at least some certain U.S. states of adding ID cards, such as driver's license. Pretty much anything that identifies you, it could be put on the Apple ID card app. Now, depending on what side of the fence you're on when it comes to privacy, you may think, yeah, okay, maybe not a bad idea, and then there's other people saying, no way, Jose. Now, regardless of what side you're on, if you're a taxpayer in the U.S., you're going to be the one fitting the bill for it. Not to mention, if anything bad happens with your information, Apple isn't going to be the ones liable for it either. Now, Apple says they will require states that opt to do this. They will independently maintain the systems used to issue service credentials. As far as what Apple will be handling, well, they'll have the sole discretion for the number of program key aspects, including what devices will be compatible with the digital IDs. If this partnership pushes forward, it looks like the states of Connecticut, Iowa, Maryland, and Utah will be the first ones to hop on board Apple's digital ID program. What do Twitter and Threader got in common? Well, each other now. That's because Twitter announced that it's acquiring Threader. For those of you out there that don't know what Threader is, well, that's an app that lets people compile Twitter threads and then share their favorites. The announcement yesterday was actually made by Nick Cadwell, tweeting out that today we've officially welcomed Threader to Twitter. This is all actually starting to go in line with what happened last week. That's when Twitter's paid subscription product Twitter Blue actually launched in the U.S. And one of those features is a reader mode, which functions pretty much like the Threader app. In fact, Twitter said Threader's co-founders actually helped build the reader feature, but Twitter didn't integrate any of the actual Threader product into its own tech stack. But now that Twitter's acquired Threader, well, you can pretty much bet that all that tech that is in Threader will be hopping into Twitter as well. Windows 11. Don't want to use Edge as your default browser? Kind of a pain in the butt if you don't want to. It is possible, but Microsoft on Windows 11 isn't making it easy. Now they've just made it a little bit harder, especially if you're a fan of Edge Deflector. That's right, Microsoft thought, eh, let's just block apps like Edge Deflector. Yep, that wonderful third-party app that has workarounds to Microsoft forcing people to use Edge in Start Menu instead of the one they really want. Now, of course, you can always set your default browser, but that means like your Start Menu search results, widgets particularly in Windows 11 now, all default back to Edge, and Edge Deflector kind of helped get away from that. But Microsoft doesn't want you getting away from that. Now, those of you who might remember, Edge Deflector block actually first appeared in an early preview build of Windows 11. They've now confirmed that those changes will arrive for all Windows 11 users in an upcoming software update, which you know good and well you can never refuse entirely. Now, when reaching out to comment for Microsoft, they didn't give any explanation whatsoever on why they suddenly started to block Edge Deflector, plus a lot of other apps that would take about a 50-minute podcast to tell you about. One thing's for sure, the 500,000 users that use Edge Deflector now are not going to be very happy Windows 11 users come next update. And finally, do you need a little class to your Xbox? Well, get ready to pay up for it. Now, we do know Microsoft is teaming up with a few companies for the Xbox 20th anniversary, one of those actually being Adidas. However, though, there's another one out there, too, that I'm sure most of our listeners have heard of, Gucci. Oh, yes, that very high-class Italian fashion house. They've also teamed up with Microsoft to make a very special edition Xbox Series X console. Now, this team-up will include, of course, the console, two wireless controllers, and a nice little Gucci fancy carrying case to go with it. Plus, you're also going to get that Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. And all this can be yours for the staggering price of $10,000. Now, I'll just say it to you one more time, just in case you fainted. $10,000. Now, from what we can tell, Gucci only has 100 hand-numbered units of this to sell. And from what we heard, it starts tomorrow. Yes, November 17th. So if regular gaming just wasn't enough for you and you need some high-class gaming, you might want to get in line tomorrow. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is where you find all the BTN podcasts, including this show. Plus, you can support the new show over there. Your generosity is what keeps this show going. So head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, and literally, for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the new show on the air. We're also on Facebook, of course, as well, and give us a like over there at British Tech Network. We're up on Twitter at British Tech, but definitely come by and join our community today, the ever-growing fun family experience, because that's what it feels like, a big BTN family over there, and we want you to be a part of it. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.